you, thank you. And now's the time when we get our thoughts stirred by a young lady that has been so faithful to this thought pattern for many years, and everybody loves her. And she it's a wonderful family. And her, I guess that's her nieces that come in here and nephew that come in here. Oh, on Sunday? They can't make it tonight probably because of school.
No, it's a little one's birthday, Gabe's birthday.
Oh,
today.
Oh.
So they're at the jumping romper or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, those kids are delightful. And our speaker this evening's been with us for many years. I think maybe 53. It was before. Well, it was before you were born. Right, about 20 years before you were born. And she's going to share her thoughts with us this evening, and that's our Laura Ortiz.
Okay, well, I'm a little bit nervous, but because I'm sharing my personal thoughts, but also because I started bawling when I wrote it, so bear with me. I did time it, so I don't think I'll go over. I wanted to talk to you guys about hope today. They say that hope is a little voice you hear whisper, maybe, when it seems the entire world is saying no to you. Hope is a waking dream. Hope is sometimes all you have when you have nothing else. And if you have it, you have everything. You never run out of options if you have hope. When the world gives up, hope whispers, try it one more time. Webster's definition of hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. It's an aspiration, a desire, a wish, an expectation, a dream, a daydream, a grounds for believing that something good may happen. Wikipedia states the definition as hope is an optimistic attitude of mind that is based on an expectation of positive outcomes related to events and circumstances in one's life or the world at large. But hope is what brought me to this church. Maybe it brought you here too. A long time ago, and I won't date myself, but a long time ago, I had a sadness within me. It felt like I didn't have the wherewithal to go forward. And I don't mean to live, I mean just to go forward. It seemed that all my life I worked so hard to do the right thing, to be successful at whatever was at hand, to be good, to be kind, to be giving. I was a good sister, a good daughter, a good friend, and a good wife. Telling you, I'm going to start cracking up here. Now what? My marriage had just ended, but even so, by all outward appearances, my life was good. Perhaps even great. I had a career in marketing that I enjoyed very much, and it gave me the opportunity to be creative, to show my intelligence and my talent. I was making good money, living by the beach. I had just bought a new, nice luxury car. I could afford to go out and travel. I was surrounded by lots of good friends and family. But somehow I was still very sad. I was like a machine, and I would get up every day and do what I needed to do, like going for a run before I went to work. I dressed myself really nice for my really swanky office job, or just to go to church. I went out with my friends, went out to parties, and even had a great pool of dates that I could pick from whenever I wanted. But I was still sad. So after months of seeing that I would just go quiet when I wasn't busy, my best friend Cindy asked me if there was anything she could do to help. Sure, I said, I want a reading, but I don't want to go to a psychic. They need to believe in God and speak for God. So how did I even know to ask for that? Well, I had a aunt in Mexico, in Oaxaca, Mexico, my tia Juanita, and she was a spiritual healer and a medium. People came from all over the world to see her. You see, in Mexico, spiritual healers are revered highly and considered blessed and special conduits to God and his angelic and heavenly kingdom. I only knew that my tia Juanita went to God before speaking with anyone and helping them, and that's what I wanted. Well, it took her a few weeks, but my friend Cindy found a place where we could come, and they talked to angels. That was awesome, I said. But if they're freaks and they're crazy, let's sit by the door and run out. Well, I came to this forum 20 years ago at the little church on Campus Drive, and I stayed. I've never gone to any other church. I've never looked for anything. This was the place for me. The singing of the hymns and Christmas songs, the talks, and Millie's classes gave me hope. I'm going to start crying. And little by little, I began to listen to Millie's class lessons, and my spirit began to heal. After I first came here, I had the privilege of having Reverend Jeff do a personal reading for me. And if you know him, he's very accurate and very detailed. It was over 2 hours. Need I say more? It was magical for so many reasons. More importantly, it healed something in me to know that this complete stranger could tell me what my heart felt and all about the sadness and disappointment I was carrying around with me. And there it was. I was looking for hope to believe again. But I was looking for a feeling of trust. And there it was, a new way to have a conversation with God. My quietness. And yes, I used to be quiet and shy. Right, Millie? <Okay. laughs> Long time ago. What I learned and that emptiness I felt in my spirit came from a place of not having hope, of not wanting to hope anymore, because I was always feeling disappointed. What was the point of being so good, so kind, so giving, or doing the right thing if I didn't feel I could trust anymore? What I learned here at this church was that I could trust it. I mean hope, and God, and the angels, and all my loved ones watching me from up above. And there was a point to prayer because God could answer back. Quite honestly, when I came here, I was looking for peace in my heart and my spirit to know that I had done all I could possibly humanly do. I wasn't even looking to find hope or to be happy again. I was just looking for peace. But God, in his divine, wondrous, and magical wisdom, restored me, little by little, my spirit and my hope. And anyone that knows me knows that I love Millie's classes, and the lessons were and still are the most important part of my spiritual learning. I still don't understand why everybody fidgets and is trying to get to the circles at the second half of class. Seriously, what I learned the most, and I know a lot of you think I'm a good medium, but what I learned the most was in the class lessons. The class lessons alone would have saved my spirit. Perhaps I was already an observer, and I was already doing what I needed to do, so the circles were superfluous to me. What I needed was a new way of thinking. Albert Einstein said that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. The class lessons gave me new perspective, and every week, each new lesson taught me how to look at things differently, do things differently, and get different results. The classes gave me hope that things could be different, that I might aspire to a different outcome. Hope to aspire to many, many new and different things. And that And that is how I began to hope again. I'll be honest, if you haven't noticed, I hardly receive angel messages in church. It's probably because I like to work on things alone and talk to God, my loved ones on the other side, and the angels. So guess what? Because I know how to be quiet, I know how to listen, and because of that, I can hear them clearly most of the time. Yes, and even my shortcomings while searching for hope is not, and not even sharing my feelings with others or being quiet, God and the angels have taken it and turned it into blessings. So don't question why you are the way you are. Don't try to do things like me or Kimberly or Millie. Be unique and be you. You can aspire to be like someone in a certain way. But all God already made a Millie, a Laura, a Barbara, a Charlene, a Ruthie, a Lisa, a Lindy. God is going to use your shyness, your friendliness, your questioning, your quietness, your smile, your music, your hugs to heal others. Hope makes us new things or more of what we already have. Jesus came to this world in the hope that he may show us salvation, teach us a new way of thinking, and find heaven on earth. And on John 3:3, and everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Your feeling of hope is anointed by God and blessed by God. So know that if you feel hope, it may be time to act on it. The results may be later, but now is the time to move forward in that hope. Do you really believe that God would put something in your heart and just squash it? That never happens. It's usually other people or things or circumstances that happens, but God never squashes that. God is for you, not against you. The Bible says in Scripture, according to the Hebrew and the Greek words translated by the word hope, and according to the biblical usage, hope is an indication of certainty. In other words, the way we defined it today, even in Wikipedia and Webster's Dictionary, that's not the way it was meant. Hope was a certainty in the Bible. It's been lost through that, through translation. Romans 8:24-25, Paul tells the believer, "For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Because if God is for us, who can be against us?" Romans 8:31. "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayers." Romans 12:12. One last thing. Peter spoke of his faith by quoting David, who wrote, "My heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh will also dwell in hopes." Acts 2:26. That is exactly the reason Paul told the Roman believers that he could rejoice in hope of the glory of God, and desired that God of hope will fill you with joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. What gives us hope but a kind word, a loving look, a smile, a butterfly, sunshine, rain, or a song? How can you bring that hope back? Dream and play lots and lots with your friends. Share your dreams like when you were a kid and wanted to be a ballerina, a singer, a fireman, or a race car driver. Have sleepovers, build forts out of sheets, play in the sand by the ocean, sit by the playground and watch children laugh over the silliest thing. Play dress up with your girlfriends and share just for the sake of sharing. You see your thoughts as children when you were pure and innocent, but most of all, they were hopeful. If what you want doesn't make you smile or bring you peace when you say it to yourself, then it's not coming from a place of pureness, truth, and innocence. What you should want should always be good for all intended. Now, I'd like you to take a moment and close your eyes and remember what it was like to dream as a child. Take a deep breath and remember a happy hope when you were a child. Keep your eyes closed and think of what it was like that made you so happy to hope. Was it a toy, a candy, a friend you could play with? Now take a deep breath and remember that your real hopes are simple, pure, and easy. Imagine in yourself a place that makes you happy or peaceful. It can be a park, a bench, or a cloud in the sky. Take one more deep breath and think of a hope that you carry now in your heart, something pure and simple. Now give it to God and the angels so that they can make your wish come true. Take another deep breath and think of something that you want God to heal in your heart, in your spirit, or in your body. Know that He is for you, and that if this is for your highest good, it will come to happen in its time. Take another deep breath and thank God and the angels for taking your wish with them. Give God and the angels some beautiful white and gold light, and send them a flower or blow them a kiss. Take another deep breath. Feel yourself back in this seat, in the room with us. Open your eyes when you wish and take another deep breath. Without hope, we wouldn't have that willingness to go on, to be happy, to have faith. Hope is what allows us to love again, even when we've been hurt countless times. Someone walks into a room and bam, sparks fly, chemistry happens, we hope. Sure, we're scared, but the energy overcomes us and we hope again. Blessings to you and all my love. Sorry for the crying.